I want to focus this morning on one verse from our first reading, a verse often recounted. It is necessary for us to go many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. Now, the thing that struck me as I was reflecting on this text is that these men saying this were already in the kingdom. And they were saying it's necessary to go through many hardships to enter the kingdom. If we think of, it was Paul and Barnabas who were speaking. They were already leaders in the church. They were already in the kingdom. Who were they speaking to? To those who were already disciples, who were already in the kingdom. And yet saying, it's only if we go through hardships that we can enter the kingdom. We think of the background leading up to this event here. There'd have been Stephen's martyrdom, James's martyrdom. Just before this, Paul being stoned, they thought they'd killed him. That their own experience was showing them the necessity of hardships, but hardships to enter the kingdom. That there's something achieved in those hardships. So we know, that there are lots of reasons suffering the cross. The context here that the world hates us because it hated the Lord before us. Hardships too because the Lord said so, take up my cross. But it occurred to me in meditating on this text, thinking of this fact that they're saying this to those already in the kingdom, that there's something about the mysteriousness of God that means you can only get deeper into that kingdom by hardships, by suffering. I was thinking of this during the last vocation story we had in the theology pub. And that, in reflecting on my own life and childhood, I was thinking how little seven-year-old Dylan, he used to go to church, and he thought he knew and loved Jesus. And then 20-year-old Dylan had a big conversion when I was at college. And I came to the evangelicals, put it to accept Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. And I thought then I'd really knew and loved Jesus. And yet I look back at both 20-year-old me and 7-year-old me, and I look at both and say, you fool, you didn't yet know him, that there's much more to be done to enter into the kingdom, this kingdom that so often is a euphemism for God himself, to enter into him. God is great. God is not exhausted by any of our loving him, our knowing him. And in entering into him and entering into his kingdom, there's always more. And that the path to that more is the path of the cross. It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships